Okay, I think we can start. Hello, my name is Szymon Kłos and I work for Collabora Productivity. Today I would like to talk about the LibreOffice Kit. I named this presentation Bridge Between Your Application and LibreOffice because LibreOffice Kit is simply an API which provides a possibility to render the preview of documents. So if you want to build an app which requires rendering of some documents, you can use that. So that's the API, which provides not only rendering of the documents, but also we can manipulate the documents, and also it gives us access to the UI components. We use LibreOffice Kit in Collabora Online, but also in the LibreOffice repository, there is some sample application called GTK Tiled Viewer, where we can see it in action. It renders the document from tiles and also allows us to do some simple modifications. The APIs are in LibreOffice Kit directory, and most of the crucial implementation is in desktop module. The most important part is class LibreOffice Kit document, which we can use to access all the functionality. Also, when we get some notification from the LibreOffice called, some events, because, for example, selection has been changed, we got the callbacks listed in LibreOffice Kit enums. This should be completely transparent when we talk about rendering, because it should be completely transparent when we compare to normal desktop application, but sometimes it's not possible. So we use some conditional code for LibreOffice Kit. Behind the comp helper LibreOffice Kit is active flag. For example, calling this mentioned callbacks is behind this guard. In this talk, I would like to present some improvements in LibreOffice Kit, mostly in rendering the tiles. The biggest thing is the master page mode, because there was a problem. In Impress, we can open slides in edit mode, but also we can design slides, how they look. And this is called master page mode. There was a problem when we had multiple users in the same presentation, and some of them were watching the master page, and some of them were just editing the presentation. Sometimes we got the mixed tiles, because in our API there was no explicit way to say that we want to render a tile for master page or for the normal mode. So depending on which view we selected for rendering, it was completely not deterministic. So I introduced that parameter to our API. So now we are sure that we will not mix tiles between different modes. Other problem I noticed was in calc. Again, it was not deterministic when we were rendering some piece of the spreadsheet, because when we had two users editing content in a similar area, which was covered by one tile, when one of these cells was overflowing because we had too much content to fit into the cell, it was rendered only when the view selected for rendering was the actual editor. But when other user was typing, we sometimes refreshed the given fragment of the spreadsheet without that. So it was flickering, and sometimes we got the right view, and sometimes we got view without overflowing content. So I fixed that, and now we are rendering always the same way, the same tile. So we got overflowing content in both cases. And like we can see here, there are two views, two different views, and both say, have the same content. It's very important because then client application can cache the tiles, and they are the same. Other thing I improved was rendering the slide previews, because in previews we don't want to attach any selections or draft changes in text fields. We want just plain preview of a slide. In the old code, we always used one view, the first one for rendering this, but it was not correct, because when first user was typing something, for example, in the text box, it was visible as well in the preview for other users. So now I modified the algorithm which selects a view for drawing, and we prefer views which are not editing currently. Other functions which get improvements was render shape selection, which is responsible for rendering the shape or image of element which is currently selected in the document. We use that, for example, for showing the rotation result in the real time. So when a user starts to drag something or rotate, he see the potential results. The problem here was that when we selected some image with very, very large size, it was rendering the original image. So it was taking sometimes few seconds and was sending megabytes just to render a preview. I optimized that a bit by setting maximal resolution we use for previews, because they don't have to be as big as original images. And also from other things in the LibreOffice kit I added was exposing the formula bar widget, which is present in Calc. Now it sends all the events like selections or cursor movements to the client application, so it can be handled there correctly, because previously in Collabora Online we were using the tunneled pixel-based formula bar, which is not perfect for user experience. And that's all from me. Thank you.